Okay, so my name's Isabella, and last spring semester I studied abroad in Sydney, Australia. I was really lucky that when I was there, I used like my breaks to travel and explore outside of Australia. So one of the biggest like trips I took was to Bali, like Indonesia, between like our summer January term and like the start of our spring semester. I went with like three like friends that I made in Sydney, one of them being my roommate. And all we really booked at first was like the Airbnbs, and then once we got there was when we kind of just started like figuring out like what to do in Bali. Our trip started in Ubud, which is like a really like pretty like city full of like markets, temples, like monkeys. Everybody drives like scooters everywhere. And it was also really pretty because it was like surrounded by like rice paddies and forests. We stayed in this like huge like villa. And our Airbnb hosts were the best. Their names were Tono and YN. And I also met like 10 other YNs. It seems like everyone was named YN there. And they helped us plan our days like to make the most of our time there. So I'm gonna talk about when I like hiked a volcano there. That was one of my like most impactful experiences. The volcano's called like Mount Batur, and it was in Kintamani, and that's an active volcano actually, and it erupted in like 2000,
That's
so that's
crazy.
like pretty recent. And so this volcano was an hour away from where we were staying in Ubud, so we had to wake up at 2 a.m. and drive like an hour to get there. And when we got there, it was like pitch black since it was 2 a.m. And I didn't really like mentally prepare for this hike or know what to like expect at all. The four of us, like we had our own guide. His name was Godet. And he didn't really say anything to us before we started. He just handed us four flashlights and like we just kind of started the walk. And it was about like a 3 hour hike to like the summit, and it was like pretty long and steep, and it was just pretty hard because since it was like pitch black, I couldn't really see like how far up we were, and it was like really rocky and there weren't like definite steps, so like we had to kind of use our arms and legs. And yeah, I could only really see like the ground where I was like holding the flashlight because I was really like trying not to fall because I was so tired, but also like I just didn't really know where I was. When I looked behind me, there were a lot of people hiking that day, and it looked like a snake kind of like going up the volcano, which is like really pretty because like all I would see is like the flashlights of like going up behind us. And like during the hike, like we talked for like some of it and like got to know our guide. Like he said he does this hike like three times a day, bring people up, which was crazy because it was hard enough for me to just do it once. And like we kind of like talked about like our time in Bali and we're asking him things, but since it was like a really hard hike, like a lot of us kind of like kept to our like selves and we're like really focused on being in the moment, like since we kind of had to so we wouldn't fall. And so but it was like a really like great like quiet time of like reflection at times, and just kind of like we would like kind of set a goal. Okay, we're gonna walk for this much longer and stop for like a second, get water, whatever, keep going. At one point, one of the girls I was with like fell and like cut her ankle, and it was really dark, so we couldn't really see like what happened, but it was pretty bad wound. And our guide had like no first aid or anything, but I found a Band-Aid at the bottom of my bag, so like we just did like a. We kind of like did what we could. And then we just like kept going, and she was such a trooper and stuck with it. So then about like 2.5 to that 3 hours later, we finally made it to the summit. Like we all sat down, and we got to like wait a little bit longer for the sunrise, and it was so beautiful like being up there, and there were so many people, and they gave us breakfast. They gave us like boiled eggs, these like candy bars, bread, like all this like random stuff. And we just like sat down, like took it in, like we're finally able to see what we'd accomplished since it was like finally light outside. We took pictures, and then we just kind of like we're just like so happy, and we're kind of like celebrating. It was just really cool to see that accomplishment since like we couldn't see it while we were doing it. And then we had to get ready to go down, and going down was like sort of harder at times. Like at least we could see. We were walking down, and since it was like really steep at times, that's why it was kind of tough. There were wild monkeys out like all over the place, like jumping on people. One of them like jumped on my friend Gabe and like stayed on his shoulder for like a few minutes, like as we were just kind of walking around. Yeah, I was kind of nervous. I didn't really want the monkeys on me. I was just like, I was enjoying them, like jumping on other people. There was also like hot steam like coming out of the mountain, and we saw like black lava in like certain places. And there was a temple like on our way down. So it was really cool to see that. But yeah, I mean, I haven't really thought too much about this experience like since I went on it. And I'm really happy that I had the time to like reflect on it again and think about it. And I think like hiking this volcano, I mean, this was like a pretty big like accomplishment, and it kind of like allowed me to like appreciate like the beauty of like nature during it. And like hard work like pays off, and sometimes like you can't like see what it's gonna be until like you get to the end. And that's kind of like how it was with this, since we had to do like the whole thing in the dark, and then finally it's like the sunrise and everything. So yeah, Bali really like pushed me out of my comfort zone and stuff like that. So I was really lucky to have that experience.